The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have that chance, let's face the music and dance.
Piscopo in the Morning, letting the old man go a little bit there. Just like here, there's a comfort to hearing Frank Sinatra sing for me, and I hope for you as well. And yes, we'll play Al's esoteric rock and roll. I'll play Jimi Hendrix, you know, we'll get into some stuff. Frank will play Neil Diamond, Satin, the like bands, you know, but we'll, whatever it is, we just like to get you off and up and at them in the most positive of ways, you know, here on a Tuesday morning at 6 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer, a lot going on. The FBI, I'm reading from Fox News, the FBI director, Justice Department's Inspector General, expected to face another day on the hot seat on Capitol Hill Tuesday. This is so weird. It's like watching something. That is, it's not reality. And we're here to tell you about what reality is. But you could watch Chris Ray, you could watch Michael Horowitz, and they're going to explain. And the left is the left, the right is the right. But why were we even bothering all this? Was there a political initiative to Comey's press conference? Of course there was. Were they trying to get Hillary elected? Of course they were. They just, for some reason, they don't want to deal with the truth. We will deal with the truth here on the radio. By the way, you can call us at 877-970-2999. The president threatens to impose new tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imported goods. Relax. Relax. It's all part of a negotiation. Just please relax. Don't get crazy. All right? And now, you can call 877-970-2999. The big story is this immigration situation, the separation of families. And I have to say this and try to verbalize it so you understand what I'm talking about. They create it. They see it. We are doing pretty darn good in the country. The economy's great. The president may very well unify Korea, the two Koreas. It's unbelievable what's happening now. And there's a lot of great things happening. Whether you like the president or not is incidental. That you have to be objective enough. But there's a group that just is, in my mind, anti-American. What can we do to rip down this country, number one, this president, number two, and maybe number one, the president, then the country. Then they start with the separation of families. This is a built narrative. This is a made up narrative. They're going after something that was scary. And what we warn you about with the greatest respect is that it goes from one news outlet to the next news outlet. It goes to the next, and it's a cancer. It's a cancer. And then it becomes what seems to be like reality. We ain't buying it. We ain't buying it. The president ain't buying it. And now we have a man that could really give us the complete expert take on this whole fiasco, separation of families. We're treating these kids probably better than they were treated when they were in the countries that they came from, Honduras and Guatemala and Mexico. I'm just saying. Michael Cutler is a retired senior INS agent, senior fellow with Californians for Population Stabilization. Michael, welcome to the show live in the studio, brother.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you here. Wait, break this down. I'm not buying it. They're creating this. It's like a cancer that starts.
Yes.
And I'm trying to be, I love, you're listening, and I say this to you listening. I love you. You are a brother. You are a sister. I love you. I see when I meet folks who listen to the show, Michael, I care about. We're in this together. We're in the same neighborhood. You know what the neighborhood's called? The United States of America.
Absolutely.
They're making stuff up. They're just making stuff up and making us feel bad. We're racist. We're bad. We don't care about families. Give us the breakdown, Michael.
Sure. By the way, I'm no longer with California's Population Stabilization, but I do work with the David Horowitz Freedom Center. I write for frontpagemag.com and
Beautiful.
The Social Contract. In fact, I just have an article out on this issue over at Front Page Magazine. They just published it this morning.
Front Page Magazine. Okay.
Look, here's the deal. We're being played for fools. Americans are known to have a soft spot in our hearts, particularly for children. You say the word child and we melt. We become mushy. The Dream Act was never about children. Think about that. Yeah. The word alien we're not supposed to use. The A in Dream Act is alien as in alien minors. This is all a fabrication. It's an artifice. When Americans are arrested, go by any prison, all those adults in those jails likely have children that they're not with today.
Yeah.
When you get arrested for violating the law, you are put in jail. Your child does not do jail time with the parent. What kind of a place would that be if we did that?
If they stop these people at the border and they say, okay, we're not going to separate the families, and I believe they should just keep the families together intact, send them back where they came from together. If they want to be together, that's exactly what you got to do. But what's worse, keeping the kid in a nice air conditioned area, which they probably yet don't have in their in their country, air conditioned, and they have their games, and it's very, very civil, and we as Americans have a great, great heart, or do you send the kid with the parent getting handcuffed, getting fingerprinted? That kid will be traumatized forever in that regard, yes?
Well, here's the problem, though. They put the child into that situation.
The kid, the parents do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, there's something called Leandra's Law in New York State. In 2009, they passed a law because Leandra was a little girl who was being driven by a friend of her mother. The friend was drunk, killed Leandra. Other kids in the car were injured. So Leandra's law says that if you drive drunk and you injure a child, you're looking at 15 years in jail. If you kill a child, you're looking at 25 years in jail. Imagine dragging a child through the desert. How many kids don't survive that trek?
Yeah, very true.
The heat, the spiders, the snakes, the criminals. They put them into the custody of smugglers. They are the most pernicious and violent criminals you could imagine.
Walk me through that. So you're right on the money. So, because I don't know. You know.
Yes.
Because this is what you
did. I
did
it for 30 years. I was part of the anti-smuggling unit. I've arrested terrorists. I spent half my 30 years with the drug task force. What we are doing with immigration violates the findings and recommendations, number one, of the 9/11 Commission. They made a very clear point that if you can't keep the bad guys out of the country, you can't protect the country. During the Second World War, saboteurs came here on U-boats, the Nazis. All right? We don't call them saboteurs today. We call them terrorists. Same objective. Come to America and wreak havoc on us.
Yeah.
The 9/11 hijackers came in through ports of entry. Mm. We also have criminals coming without inspection. They're not coming undocumented. And by the way, this isn't about political correctness. I am politically correct. I don't use the N-word or any word that smells of it. I have zero tolerance for that.
Mm.
But this is Orwellian, controlling thoughts through the control of language.
Yeah.
And that's what this game has been about for decades now.
These parents come from Honduras. They go through. They run through. They go to a person that – how does that work down by the border? A person that's a professional smuggler.
They pay them. And in some cases, we work the smuggling cases. If we had a guy where the uncle died, they smuggle the uncle in. The smuggler said, you want to see your uncle? You owe us another five grand. They gave them $5,000. They left the guy's dead body on their front lawn.
Oh, my Lord.
When you go down to the border, and I've been there, it's lawless. And this has been going on for the longest time. And by the way, the system is not broken. I'm going to shock you.
Yeah.
The system is working better than any system in government, the immigration system.
It's
think of it this way. It's a delivery system. And what does it deliver? An unlimited supply of cheap, exploitable labor, and not just illegals, the high-tech industries. We're displacing American computer programmers and engineers with people from India and elsewhere. You were talking about China? We have 152,000 Chinese students learning the STEM curriculum in the United States. If we don't want them stealing our technology, why are we educating their engineers and computer programmers?
Wow, what a great observation.
And so now, understand,
they're doing STEM. The Chinese are doing the STEM?
Sure they are. 152,000 were enrolled
last year. This is the technology kind
year.
Of
and
schools,
then, yes, science, technology, engineering, math. And then they get optional
Which was made for virtual inner city kids to help the less fortunate.
Well, and I had these arguments with members of Congress. They don't want to hear about it. The Good Lat Bill would bring in another 55,000 high-tech workers when we have Americans
from India and China.
from wherever they come.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's because Bob Goodlatte's
son. As opposed
Goodlatte's
to reaching son, out to the most
Bob
stressed
Bob Goodlatte's
areas.
Son yeah. is a computer executive. Look, he started with Facebook,
wow.
with Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Understand that the system is delivering an unlimited supply of cheap labor and clients for immigration lawyers. How many members of Congress are immigration attorneys?
Yeah.
So when people say the system is broken, this is a failure by design.
Yeah, I got to ask Five Boroughs to take Matt to tweet that out as we talk about this. This is vital. And people don't understand. You will never hear what you're saying on the news.
No, you won't.
Do you put like a press thing out, Michael, saying,
well,
hey,
I would like to,
but none of the mainstream media is going to, they're not going to reach out to you.
You know, after 9/11, I was averaging 15 television interviews per month. MSNBC, Fox, CNN. You're covering it. One American News covers that. I'm supposed to take a segment with them later.
They're great, yeah.
Newsmax on occasion has me on.
Yep.
Where's MSNBC? Where's ABC?
Yeah.
Where's CNN?
Yeah, yeah.
Asleep at the switch.
And I hear Sean talk about it, too. Sean gets into it. But so when, and I think from Sean, I learned, I think talking off air, actually, when you make the trek to America and you're talking about, I want to stay on these people have to go through. There's rapes. There's murders. It's a horror.
You go down to rape trees. You know, I arrested.
Tell me now what now?
Rape trees where they would take the women's panties and throw them up on the bushes in the desert. No. Look, as part of the anti-smuggling unit in New York, I was in every squad. I was the first INS agent assigned to DEA intelligence. Understand what's happening. You have women that take birth control pills before they make the trek. They anticipate being gang raped.
Good God.
These are desperate people. But
still to this day's end.
Absolutely. But please don't misunderstand. Exploitation is not compassion. Why do you think people intentionally hire illegal aliens? And neither bill being proposed right now is worth the paper it's written on because neither bill calls for more immigration agents. Writing laws are meaningless unless you enforce the law. And I have lots of issues with de Blasio, but one thing I like is his Vision Zero because of all the people getting mowed down by cars. How did he solve the problem on Queens Boulevard, the Boulevard of Death? Mm. He made the speed limit 25. That doesn't mean anything.
Right.
He put up those big signs telling you how fast you're going and parked police cruisers under the signs. Yeah. So if you speed... Yeah. You're going to get stopped.
Right.
What happened? We haven't had a fatality on Queens Boulevard in how many years now?
Yeah.
Since they started it.
Yeah.
Deterrence through enforcement works. We have 6,000 ICE agents for the whole country. Half of them are doing customs work. You have 3,000 immigrations for the United for Immigration Enforcement. By the way, put that in perspective. 15,000 Border FBI agents, 20,000 Border Patrol agents, 37,000 cops in New York City, 45,000 TSA people.
Yeah.
And 3,000 immigration agents for America?
What do you tell a bleeding heart like myself, guilty as charged?
I'm a bleeding heart.
Well, when the pizza delivery guy comes in and then ICE shuts him down, laws are laws. And most of the listeners...
Where was he caught?
He was caught down a military base.
Excuse me?
Yeah, military base.
Thank you and good night. Yeah. All right? Think about that. Who are we giving? Who is getting access to a military base? That's the gems of a country. Think of what happened in Afghanistan with the insider attacks. Now I'm not saying this guy's a terrorist. He probably isn't.
But
what was the word I just used?
Probably.
Would you be happy if some guy wandered into your house and you came home, God forbid, and saw him sipping some soda, watching TV in your living room?
So you got to give ICE credit for jumping on this. And the military and the officers for calling.
Look, and let's remember that you don't know what a bad guy looks like. And I want your audience to check out a law, because what I tell you is fact-based. It's not BS.
Yep.
It's not conjecture.
Yep.
Title 8, United States Code, Section 1182, the grounds for excluding an alien. Nothing about race, nothing about religion. It's aliens with dangerous diseases. Ellis Island was a quarantine station, let's not forget. Mm. Aliens who were mentally ill.
Yeah.
Criminals, spies, terrorists, human rights violators, war criminals, fugitives from justice. Why in the world, when someone enters the country surreptitiously, shouldn't we arrest them? You know, Chuck Schumer said if you trespass on critical infrastructure or land or landmarks, there should be a five-year federal penalty. But yet the same Chuck Schumer says when you trespass on America, you should become a citizen. If that isn't hypocrisy and a disconnect, I want to know what is, Joe.
Yeah. Now, Homeland Security Secretary Kirsten says there's no child separation policy. Is that true?
Because what they're doing is arresting and prosecuting the adults. So what is the choice? Are you going to put a child into a federal jail?
Yeah.
If you don't come here, and then look at the outrage comparing this to the Holocaust. I was named for my grandmother who was killed in Poland because we're Jewish, my mother's mother. My mom came here as a 13-year-old ahead of the Holocaust legally.
Wow.
Legally.
Wow.
My dad's parents came from Russia legally. over 100 years ago.
Which camp was your grandmother killed? I'm sorry.
We don't know. My mother lost track of her. All we know
isn't that the saddest thing.
And my
they
first
just took
wife
her away.
Died of, yes. Yeah. And my grandmother and my first wife who died of cancer 30-odd years ago. She was a computer programmer. In fact, her mother was in a concentration camp. So now they're comparing this to concentration camps. Look, the victims of the Holocaust were in their own country being taken away, tortured, and killed.
Yeah.
These are folks who come here voluntarily. They're not brought here on slave ships. Mm-hmm. They came knowing full well, think of the woman that took the birth control pills, anticipating what. So here's my point. If it's purely about letting anyone in because they come from high crime countries, then the residents of Chicago and San Francisco should probably get asylum.
Yeah.
We have crime all over the world. Can we bring the entire world to America to solve the world's problems? I would say no.
Michael Cutler. You could Google Michael Cutler. Where can we find you, Michael?
My website is michaelcutler.net, C-U-T-L-E-R, michaelcutler.net. I write for frontpagemag.com. I write for The Social Contract. But you know what's best? I'm on your show right now.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Man, we appreciate you speaking the truth. It's scary that they're missing the point. But we will get a hold of the narrative, and I always say, will be the translators, my friend.
You bet. But please, your audience, please get involved. The politicians need to come to understand that we're not as dopey as they hope that we are. This is a magic act, and they're swindling us and our children out of their future. It is damaging the country. It undermines national security. It undermines public safety, and it undermines job opportunities and salaries for Americans. What are we doing? Look at the American kids living in poverty. Yeah. American minority
children. A million
children.
Plus.
Yep. Yeah. What are we doing?
Yep. That's it. MichaelCutler.net. Thank you, Michael. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Godspeed. Godspeed.
Thank you for giving me the chance to speak the truth.
Oh, you're always welcome here, sir. Thank you.
Be well.
Susie Cerone, you as well, Michael. Susie Cerone is on the roads checking out traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey there, Joe. Good morning. An accident in Queens on the Cross Island South at Bell Boulevard. It's got the left lane blocked, and then traffic stays heavy down to the LIE. Still very slow going on the LIE West, but as you make your way through Queens, inbound George Washington Bridge, 30 for the upper, 20 at the lower. They're doing that road work on the George Washington Bridge, New Jersey bound upper and lower level, so keep that in mind throughout the day. Inbound Lincoln, 30, the Holland about 20 from either approach, alternate side in effect. Crash in Paramus, Parkway northbound at 163, that's got the right lane blocked. Accident in Teaneck, Route 4 westbound at Teaneck Road. This crash on the Palisades Parkway southbound near exit 10 in New City, reportedly involving six cars. May just want to stick with the thruway southbound instead. Delays are easing as you make your way out of Rockland. Connecticut 95 southbound, pretty sluggish from 18 down to 5. Accident being cleared on the LIE west when Betts Highway had the HOV lane out. And a full closure with a crash on the Wantagh southbound near the southern state. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow dives deep into another Obama blunder.
The Obama administration secretly sought to give Iran access to U.S. financial systems by sidestepping U.S. sanctions to move money around, which they said they would not do. Here's the problem. The U.S. financial system should not have been engaged in this. And this is where you freed up all this money. No wonder Hamas and Hezbollah have got so much money for rockets.
Jay Sekulow live. Weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and once you start taking Balance of Nature, you'll feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have less aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Call Balance of Nature, 1-800-2468-751, and use the promo code THEANSWER for 35% off your first month's supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code THEANSWER. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Use the promo code THEANSWER.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m.
You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Be sure to tune in every Sunday night as Labor Press, New York's leading source for daily labor news and industry information, brings you their Blue Collar Buzz radio show. The hosts, Neil Tappel and Bill Holfeld, will discuss issues in the workplace and talk with some of the most prominent and influential personalities in the labor community. It's Labor Press, Sunday nights at 9, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Piscopo in the Morning, the one, the only Roger Stone joining us momentarily. I wanted to tell you quickly, if I may, about the fantastic deal courtesy of Wall Street entrepreneur John Tobacco and his company, The Token Team. You can get Dad a beautiful dress shirt, or for yourself, guys. I'm telling you, Frankie, look, you should see Frankie Fibros. We're on camera now. You take a shot, George, of Frankie Fibros, high bar shirt. This kid never looks so good. High bar shirt company. You can't go wrong. We'll go to it in a second. And you can't get a better price. Look at that. The color's great. The material's great. You could choose
the fit. It is the best fitting shirt I've ever had.
It is.
Even I've had other custom made shirts.
Yeah.
They don't fit like this.
Yeah. It's great. And I like, did you pick the pattern?
I did.
You're beautiful.
And well, the fabric.
Well done. Frankie never looked better. To get 20% off of custom-made shirts from the High Bar Shirt Company, please call 855-854-4321. 855-854-4321. Use the promo code HBJP. HBJP. Or go online to highbarshirt.com. Don't forget the promo code HBJP for 20% off.
Michael Medved. Coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
We have to get Roger Stone a high bar shirt. This is probably the best dressed man anywhere at any time in Roger Stone. Impeccable. Roger, welcome back to the show, first of all. Second of all, we'd love to get you this custom-made shirt. Do you wear custom-made shirts, Roger? You must have them made for you, yes?
I do indeed. It's been a while, I must say, but John Tobacco has a great taste level, so I'd love to take a look.
Ah, he's glowing now, Roger. You just made his day, brother. You know, Roger Stone wearing a high bar shirt. Come on, we'll get you one, Roger. It would be our pleasure, Roger. Please, there's a report in the Washington Post. You met with a Russian national. First and foremost, thanks for taking the time to joining us, Roger. They've claimed to have dirt on Hillary. They came to you. What's going on, Roger Stone?
Yeah, no, I met with what turns out to be an FBI informant who was only in the country on a special informant visa since he was a convicted felon and a 17-year snitch for the FBI. My longtime associate, Michael Caputo, who was working for the Trump campaign, was contacted by a man calling himself Henry Greenberg. We now know that was an alias. Turns out he was a Russian national. He claimed to have information that would be, quote, helpful to the Trump campaign. He wasn't even promising dirt on Hillary. So when Shelby Holliday of the Wall Street Journal says Stone met with Greenberg on the promise of getting dirt on Hillary, it's just another example of completely fake news. I met with this guy, and within 20 minutes it became very clear he was trying to sell me for $2 million unspecified negative information on Donald Trump. When I told him I didn't have $2 million, and if I did have $2 million, I wouldn't spend it on that, he laughed and said, it's not your money I want, it's Trump's money. And therefore, he gave away the game. He was working for James Comey's FBI. This was a sting operation. His record can be seen at democratdossier.org. He was not just your run-of-the-mill, Russian deli owner. He has a long record as a violent criminal, an associate of Russian organized crime, spent 10 years in prison, was deported from the United States in 2000, and very clearly based on immigration records, was only in the country because the Miami office of the FBI said his presence in the country in 2016 served, quote, a public benefit. He's a snitch. He's an informant.
This is verified that it was a sting, Roger Stone.
Well, I believe everything I just told you is accurate. Now, even he confirmed for the Washington Post that I flatly turned down his offer. I told him, you don't understand Donald Trump. He doesn't pay $2 million for anything, including unspecified information on Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And this became a 20-minute meeting. Now, in all honesty, Joe, I did forget the meeting because this was in May of 2016, about the time that Papadopoulos and Carter Page were being set up by FBI operative Stephen Halper, about the same time that the phony dossier was being put together with the help of Russian intelligence. But Russia had not yet become a major campaign issue because Hillary had not yet played the Russia card. Remember, she raised Russia to hide the fact that she and her husband took $145 million from the Russian energy company at the same time that consideration of their getting control of 20% of America's uranium reserves was on the table. So her claiming Trump was in bed with Russia was a pretty clever way to distract from the fact that she and her husband were actually the ones making millions off of the oligarchs around Putin.
We know it. You know it. You're listening. You know it. Why can't Congress, why can't the Democrats go, whoa, you know what? We really dodged a bullet. We better just dump this whole Russia collusion fiasco.
Well, they seem to refuse to give up. Look, I did forget this meeting. But then again, Joe, the meeting had no consequence, meaning nothing illegal or improper came out of it. I turned this guy down. He confirmed that to the Washington Post, that Stone had no interest.
Yeah.
And the whole meeting lasted 20 minutes.
And the newspaper saying that you testified, when you testified before Congress, you didn't mention it and you just forgot it and you didn't even think about bringing it up.
And I corrected that in a letter to the House Intelligence Committee and to the Inspector General. It wasn't until Michael Caputo was questioned by Robert Mueller, and he raised this question, that my memory was refreshed in a conversation between his lawyers and mine. Now, here's the real question.
Yes, sir.
Why was it that Mueller knew all about this? How did he know all about it? In fact, how did he have text messages between Caputo and I, in which Caputo said, how did the meeting go? And I said, terrible, a complete waste of time. Guys trying to jack us up for a lot of money. I thought at the time, Joe, it was just kind of a con. Thought he was trying to heist some dough.
I
didn't realize it was an FBI sting operation by James Comey's FBI.
You know what? And Roger, stay with me on this, man. What they did to Paul Manafort, how they do that. And I know the way the DOJ now is working, and this is scary, and you know this better than anybody, that they will railroad you. They will take something that has nothing to do with the Russian collusion. They will make it up, then they'll stick you in prison.
This is obviously what I have to be concerned about.
Well, how concerned are you? That is my question. Are they going to nail you for perjury, Roger Stone?
They will not nail me for perjury. The House Intelligence Committee staff indicates to us they have no such intention. I told them about this as soon as I recalled it. And again, I have no reason to dissemble or hide the meeting because nothing improper or illegal happened at the meeting.
Right. And did the president know about this meeting?
No, I never discussed it with Donald Trump or the Trump campaign. Rudy Giuliani said that on Sunday, and he's absolutely right. So it never went to that level.
And Michael,
I know Donald Trump.
Yeah,
he's not paying $2 million for polling, never mind Russian intelligence.
And Michael Caputo comes on the show all the time. We're very fond of Michael, what he's going through, his legal bills like your legal bills. What role did he play now?
Well, he was actually the first person that this gentleman, Greenberg, contacted in an effort to get to me. I took the meeting at Caputo's request, but it was a 20-minute meeting. Joe, today, Robert Mueller and his associates are sifting through, browbeating as many as 12 of my current or former employees or associates, searching for some scintilla of dirt, sifting through every molecule of my personal, business, or political life, trying to find some bogus offense on which they can jack me up. There's no doubt whatsoever they want to silence me, but more importantly, They want to squeeze me to get me to testify against Donald Trump, who's been my friend for 40 years. That's not going to happen, but the legal expenses threaten to break me.
Yeah, and people
can go to StoneDefenseFund.com, StoneDefenseFund.com, if they want to help the Stone family, because trust me, they're trying to break me. And when you read online these stories that Roger Stone is worth $20 million, totally planted nonsense. I'm not even worth $1 million. I am not a millionaire.
I was going to ask you for a loan to help me out with alimony, man. I guess that's out the window now.
Yeah, I mean, even though I dress like one, I am not one.
Roger, before I let you go, and by the way, you're great with Tucker. I love you and Tucker together. It's great. Tucker sees right through all his BS, but you are a tough guy. You are a tough guy. I don't care if you're listening to this is not a pro Roger Stone and anti Roger. It's just Roger is a tough dude. I wouldn't mess with you physically, and I know how you're inside you. You have got courage like I've never seen. I don't use the word scared. Are you concerned that the government, with all their power, will take you down, Roger Stone?
Concern would be a fair word. I'm not scared because I intend to fight. And Joe, I believe that anything they know about me is the fruit of an illegal FISA warrant that was probably issued on me in July or June of 2016. Now, a FISA warrant can only be issued on an American citizen if they're actively involved in espionage on behalf of a foreign power against the United States. That's not me. So, anything they have on me, anything they could conjure up or fabricate, would be on the basis of poisoned, information and illegal, unconstitutional search. So I'm prepared to fight. It's the financial impact on my family that concerns me.
Yeah. Roger, what's the Legal Defense Fund again, please?
It's StoneDefenseFund.com. StoneDefenseFund.com.
See, I said to Frankie Five Boroughs, Roger, I said, get me Roger Stone. Here you are. We're always privileged to have you, Roger Stone, and you're welcome here anytime, sir.
I'm pleased to be here, and tell John Tobacco to return my call.
I will. Thank you. The one, the only, Roger Stone with Biscopo Morano Gattulo. Hey, it's 9:36. Al's got the headline news. John Tobacco will join us momentarily, but Al's got the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
79 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York Islanders are seeking a $400,000 sales tax break for helping to pay for multi-million-dollar renovations in Nassau Coliseum. They're putting up about a third of the $8.7 million needed to bring the arena into compliance with the National Hockey League guidelines. They're scheduled to play 60 games at the Coliseum over the next 3 years, the rest at Brooklyn's Barclays Center, while waiting for a new arena to be built at Belmont Park. The county's Industrial Development Agency will vote on the Isles' request at a meeting later today. If you're wondering what Bruce Springsteen likes to do when he's not bringing down the house Tuesday through Saturday in his Broadway show, it often involves going back to his roots. The Boss was at Asbury Lanes last night on the Jersey Shore helping to christen the bowling alley, after a two-year makeover. It's a stone's throw from Asbury Park's Stone Pony, where the Jersey Rocker got his start and is reopening as a music venue. Yes,
and that was for the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's
why are you reading? You're reading like a paper. You
because
have
they
a
want me to look at the camera more. And if I'm looking at my computer screen, I'm not looking at the camera. So I can get my big, fat, bald head in the camera.
Right? You're looking handsome as ever.
Thank you. Springsteen played with the Tangiers Blues Band while Governor Phil Murphy and actor Hugh Jackman rocked out. Of course, Joe Piscopo, not invited. In sports, Aaron Hicks had a go-ahead two-run homer in the fifth inning, and the Yankees went on to beat the Nationals 4-2 in D.C. Bombers lost the completion of a suspended game to the Nationals 5-3 before the start of last night's full game. Brandon Nimmo, 4-for-6, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs, leading the Mets to a 12-2 win against the Rockies in Colorado. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Partly cloudy and 80 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Accident on the Cross Island South, but at Bell Boulevard, you're backed up from the Frog's Neck Bridge. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 30 for the upper, 20 for the lower. Inbound Lincoln, 30 in at the Holland 25 from either approach. Crash on the Parkway North and at 163 in Paramus blocks the right lane. Accident on Route 4 West and at Teaneck Road. Accident being cleared on the Palisades Parkway South and at exit 10 in New City. The New York State Thruway South and is slow from south of exit 13. 19 across the new Tappan Zee. LIE Westman at Vets Highway, an accident has the HOV lane out. And a full closure with a crash on the Wantagh southbound south of the Southern State. Your forecast today, partly cloudy and warm with a high of 89. Wednesday, partly sunny and 81. Thursday, the first day of summer, yay, partly sunny and 85. Friday, sunny with a high of 75 degrees. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
That was good. You got me. Look, you know, I put a rubber band on that headphone there.
Oh, you did. It's still working. Yeah. It's working better. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I would love it because usually I have wires. I have chairs. I'm just bumping around. 9:39 with Piscopo John Tobacco standing by. The sounds of summer. Kids playing. Birds chirping. The ice cream truck. Too bad. All you can hear is that ringing in your ears, right? I get it. Frankie gets it. We get it. With the headphone thing on the radio, or rock and roll, baby boomers, my boomer brothers and sisters, I'm talking to you. It's called tinnitus. Tinnitus. You think it's tinnitus, properly pronounced tinnitus. And when you're fed up with it, please call Dr. Melanie Hirschfeld and Associates on Long Island. They specialize in treating tinnitus patients just like you. Other physicians, audiologists, healthcare professionals offer their tinnitus patients the advice of Dr. Hirschfeld. They always go to Dr. Hirschfeld for advice. She's like the authority in this. She could help you get rid of that ringing in your ears, help you manage your symptoms of that annoying and really, really painful. We talk about William Shatner, and he talked about really, he just couldn't take it anymore. Let me put it that way. Dr. Hirschfeld and Associates are standing by on Long Island. Here's a number for Dr. Melanie Hirschfeld and Associates, 516-364-0011. Dr. Melanie Hirschfeld and Associates, 516-364-0011.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Monday, June 25th at the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street in Midtown Manhattan at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And on Tuesday, June 26th at Bocelli's Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard in Grasmere, Staten Island at 11 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Just call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the Morning, 9:42. Johnny Tobacco standing by. I wanted to tell you, if I can, about Route 22 Toyota. I love Route 22 Toyota. I'll tell you, no hidden fees, no back and forth. You don't want to deal with dummies. You don't want to deal with dummies when you buy a car. Alex Kinsella, general manager, has 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You could check out this brand new state-of-the-art service center right there. Iggy Jufre. I owe Iggy a call. I have to make a note. Al, will you remind me of that? I have to call Iggy to say Happy Father's Day. He's a great father. They are a great family at Route 22 Toyota. They help out the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey like nobody else. They brought Toyota in to help the kids in New Jersey. I love that. Now you have 5 minutes. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter if you call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. All European models excluded. 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection. Oil change and filter. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes. To Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
The following segment sponsored by The Token Team.
The CEO of the Token Team is here with us, and when we're live, we're streaming, we're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, and AM 970 The Answer, 50,000 watts screaming out of New York City, all across the tri-state area, but all around the world, all around the United States of America on AM970TheAnswer.com, if you would. John Tobacco, Wall Street veteran. Johnny, how are you, brother? You looking dapper? Look at you.
You know, I got to step up my game every week when I come in here.
Look
a little disappointed last week. Cthulhu was in the high bar shirt. He was looking all muddy.
I got some poison oak problems, so I don't want to
mess
up.
He's dealing with some oak.
He didn't want to ruin the shirt, but look at Frankie.
Fine.
How about that,
on fleek today in his pink high bar. And
Five boroughs.
I gotta step up my game when I come in here. I know you're always.
I got more compliments on that shirt. More compliments on that shirt. What a beautiful shirt! People would just tell me that high bar shirt. They thank you for that. That is
even
great.
When we saw Scaramucci at David Burke's thing, he was saying how much he loved your shirt. He saw the stream that morning.
He did. He said that. Yeah. Anthony said that.
Yeah. Tell the Mooch to come on down. We'll get him. Right. We'll get him a high bar.
And Roger,
he'll be our spokesperson for 10 days.
Roger, listen. But listen, Anthony's a great dresser. He would look good.
Absolutely.
And Roger Stone as well. Can you send Roger?
I want to make Stone's list. I mean, every year I'm trying my best. Every time I see him, I put on my best suit, my pinstripes, I do my hair. And every year I listen to the list. I'm never on it.
Let's send Roger a shirt. The government may come after you for Russian collusion.
Joe, one thing I know how to do is sales. I'll handle Roger.
He spends hours on his hair. And then he hits it. You know?
Hey, tell us about the tariffs. With the president going after the Chinese on tariffs, this is a negotiation, no?
We talked about this last week, Joe. These are all standard negotiating tools. You set the parameters. We're going to hit you with huge tariffs. Okay, now maybe we'll exempt you from a few. We're going to hit you with some more. Then they come back. This is negotiating. Our leaders for years have been made fools of on the national stage because they're not businessmen. Barack Obama never had a paying job his entire life until he became president, other than an elected official. He had no business experience. You got guys in the Senate who are veterinarians. They're not businessmen.
Yeah, yeah,
Donald Trump made worldwide global deals. He knows how to negotiate with the best of the best of them. And these tariffs, they're talking about, oh, China put $50 billion in tariffs. This is a thimble in the ocean, $50 billion.
Yeah.
And everybody's, you know, especially Frankie Five Boroughs over here, his hair's on fire over the potential tariffs from China on whiskey. Or as Frankie would say, whiskey. Right? The total U.S. exports to China on whiskey are $12 million, up from $1 million in 2004. So I don't think we're going to get hurt that bad with tariffs on our American whiskey, and let the Chinese suffer a little bit. They're hurting already. Otherwise, they wouldn't have sent Kim Jong-un to the negotiating table to calm Trump down.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, tariffs, I'm a free market capitalist.
The Chinese sent Kim Jong-un.
It's not in my DNA to love tariffs, but the way Trump is wielding them for negotiating power, as far as I'm concerned, it's working. And look at our economy. We're just nibbling up on potentially 4% growth. When the Obama administration was saying how we can barely stay at 1 to 1.25, and Trump has nearly tripled that in a year and a half.
Amazing. What about separating kids, John? I know you wanted to chat about that a little bit on the air.
Something I wanted to read from you, Joe, right from one of your favorite lefty organizations, the American Civil Liberties Union. Obtained thousands of government documents showing evidence of pervasive abuse and neglect of unaccompanied immigrant children detained by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection during the Obama presidency from 2009 to 2014. This is the ACLU. Now you ever watch Morning Joke? I call it Morning Joke on MSNBC. I watch in the morning to get my blood boiling. You ever see Mika on there crying about this separation of children? It was happening for years under Obama, and the ACLU said that there was pervasive neglect under Obama. I wanted to say, you know, when I was a kid and I played sports, used to bang my elbow, my father would say, how does it feel? I would say, well, it hurts if I bend it. He would say, good, don't bend it.
Yeah.
The same thing applies to, you don't want your kids to get taken away from you at the border. Simple thing. Don't take your kids to the border.
Yeah.
You know they're going to get taken away. So these people are going there with the intent of having their children separated from them. They get sent back. They hope their kids will stay there and they'll get 3 meals a day. They'll get education.
More than they ever had in the country they came from.
The parents are bringing them there for daycare, basically. And it's not to sound insensitive, but
the
parents are sane people. They're bringing their kids to the border. There's a huge sign up there saying, you will be separated from your children upon entry. And they enter. So if you don't want to have your kid taken away from you, but go back.
Don't you think the president should go, sure, okay, we're not going to separate families. We're going to keep you all together, and we're sending you back to your country. Simple as that. Okay,
it's one
sure.
or the other. How about, you know, there's a little U-turn. You want to get separated from your kids? No? Okay, make a U-turn right here, go back that way.
Simple as that.
Simple.
And what's worse, I said this all morning long, you see a kid watching the parent handcuffed. What if that's a – and chances are a lot of the folks coming in are criminals. They're going to be handcuffed. They're going to be fingerprinted. They're going to be mugshot. You want your kid to watch you – it's like – If someone in America commits a crime.
Joe, if any one of us American citizens commits a crime.
Boom.
And our children happen to be there.
Yeah.
We're going to get handcuffed in front of our children.
Yeah.
You know, and these, you know, like the New York Times takes these perfect shots where you see just the kid crying. Do we know? The person was probably a criminal. Otherwise, our border enforcement people wouldn't just arrest people wantonly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it doesn't make sense. They
Johnny,
get arrested.
Before we go into high bar shirts, cryptocurrency. What would you Bitcoin? You into that now?
You know.
That tells me right now not to even.
Sometimes referred to as the king of coins because I'm really into it, into the coins and the tokens. But as I noted last week, it's a time to be very careful. There's a great deal of value in cryptocurrency. There's a great deal of value in securities tokens. It's a new and emerging way for people to exchange assets in a peer-to-peer environment. But there's a lot of regulation that's still needed around this stuff.
Yeah,
SEC's
yeah.
doing a great job. I think Bitcoin right now, it's at six-month lows. I'd be wary of buying it here, but I'd keep an eye on it to diversify my portfolio going forward.
What's it backed up by? Anything?
Nah, Joe, come on. Don't say that.
Because
it's
like the dollar
by anything.
And the dollar's not backed up by anything.
The dollar's not backed up by anything. And people say, you know, Bitcoins are used for criminal enterprises. The last I checked, every drug dealing organization in the world deals in USD. So, you know, people deal in, do illegal things with US dollars. The bad actors are always going to act bad.
High bar shirts, man. Give it to us. What do you
know what? We're still in the middle of an overwhelming onslaught of orders under the Piscopo and Murano promo code. We'll have some stats in weeks to follow, but things are going well. High bar, as you know, is made in America, and by going on this show, you're cutting into any profit that I may have because you keep nominating other people to get free shirts. So now I got Stone and Scaramucci will be hunting me down
you
for a shirt, so
yeah,
I gotta get
but,
them out.
Come on.
Away.
The Mooch and Roger Stone. Oh,
the
I think
Mooch
it's great.
Only wear it for 10 days.
Yeah, yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
High bar is, as you know, made in America, made in the USA.
What city?
Newark. USA.
Oh, you love it, man.
Hometown.
You know, that's great. Johnny, thank you. John Tobacco, thank you.
Joe, thank you.
CEO of the Token Team and High Bar Shirts. Don't forget, highbarshirts.com, right? Highbarshirts.com. And
highbarshirts.com.
And you could use the promo code HBJP for 20% off.
That's right.
Thank you, Johnny. It's 9:51. Susie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Susie.
Hey there, Joe. Good morning. Wow, what a morning in Queens. Another accident, Justin. This on the Van Wyck South and at Hillside Avenue. It's got one lane out. Still a crash on the Cross Island South. But at Bell Boulevard, that's in the left lane. It stays slow down to the LIE. And an accident partially blocking the ramp from the Van Wyck to the LIE West. And at least in the Bronx, accident gone from the Cross Bronx eastbound at Webster Avenue. Alternate side in effect. Inbound, George, about 20 for the upper 10 at the lower. I'm looking at the Lincoln Tunnel. Absolutely up to speed. In at the Holland, about 15 from either approach. Accident gone from the Parkway northbound at 163. Delays in Westchester on the New England Thruway northbound. It's solid. Mamaroneck to Rye with road work. 6-car accident, single laning on the Palisades Parkway south at exit 10. And a full closure on the island. A car pedestrian accident has the Wantagh southbound closed by the southern state. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough believes decreasing marijuana arrests is confusing the NYPD.
You're morally confusing your police force by saying, well, there's a law that we're going to ignore. That's what happens when leftists take over government. If you don't want that to be the policy, then get a majority of New Yorkers to vote in favor of changing the law, and then the police aren't any under moral confusion.
Kevin McCullough Radio obliterates confusion. Weekdays at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4. Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices.
Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Clouds will give way to increasing sunshine today. It'll become breezy and not as hot with lowering humidity this afternoon. High today, 88. Partly cloudy and much more comfortable tonight, down to 66 in Midtown, into the upper 50s, though, in northwest New Jersey and the lower Hudson Valley. Tomorrow, some sun, then increasing clouds, high 82. We expect some rain late in the day and at night. Thursday, clouds giving way to more and more sunshine, high 82. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Jersey Joe. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Jersey Joe on the radio, 954 right now. Mike Gallagher coming up. You're watching the streaming on AM 970 The Answer on YouTube and Facebook. We appreciate that. May I tell you, before we run out of here, about Parian & Sons? You will love Parian & Sons. Yes, yes, they're in Franklin Lakes. They've been selling fine jewelry, watches, diamond engagement rings for 96 years. If you're thinking of getting married and you're thinking about getting a ring, and guys, you want to get that beautiful band, or girls, you want to get, go take a look. Pick it out. Just happen to mention it. You go see Katie, Debbie, Maria, and Glenn Parian over there. Oh, honey, I saw the nicest stone at Parian & Sons. They got the best stones I've seen. And not only just diamonds, by the way. Beautiful stones. Different stones that I'm not sophisticated enough to tell you what they are. All I know is they were beautiful and the price was right. Parian and Sons. And then they service and they repair and they restore. So you have older jewelry, you bring it in, they make it look like brand spanking new. I'm telling you, I've done that myself. And so if you're getting engaged, please, Parian and Sons will walk you through the four C's. When you buy a diamond, the clarity, the cut, the character, all of that, you need a jeweler. Glenn Parian will walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler. And they offer at Parian and Sons a diamond buyback guarantee. Parian & Sons on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, P-A-R-I-A-N & Sons. You can go to pariandiamonds.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Let me go to Lou in Queens. Lou! Good morning, Lou. What are you thinking this morning?
Hey, babes. Good talking to you. Look, I want to bring up something really important. The only really secure printed ID of the United States government is a U.S. passport. The 9/11 hijackers all used forged license plates. I think it's high time that this country thinks about a national ID card with biometric features that's tamper-proof. By the way, the latest country that's going to do it, are you ready?
Right.
It's India.
Wow.
India's doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we already know, and by the way, Germany, that let in a million people, of
yeah.
course,
yeah.
they have one.
Yeah.
Belgium has one.
Yeah.
South Korea has one.
Nice.
It's about time we have one. It would make it easy for employers, for EMS, for police personnel.
Yeah.
You could put personal medical information on it so that they would know you have a heart pacer or medications or you're diabetic, so they could just scan it. It would be a total plus. There's no negative behind it.
All right. Lou, thank you. Thank you. Let me go to David in Brooklyn, going to all the boroughs as much as we can. David, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, the Mueller probe, I think, is doing a good job. Roger Stone, who forgot to tell Congress at the hearings that he did, in fact, meet with Russians, him and his partner. It's unbelievable how many Trump people have such bad memories until the evidence is produced that they did, in fact, meet with Russian nationals to smear dirt on Hillary Clinton. And Roger Stone has seemed to know too much about WikiLeaks, which...
I have to tell you, Debbie, he explained all that ad nauseum on the show, that was all a ruse. And also for Roger Stone to write a letter and say, oh, look, we forgot to mention this, and he sent a letter to the Department of Justice, that is as upfront as it gets. This whole thing is a collusion. Don't, please, you sound like a good guy, David. Don't buy the Russia collusion situation. I don't understand. They have nothing. There's nothing there. And no, but and also with this separation of families, they will put out stories just to take our vital focus off of what really matters and anything that's good for the country. I'm telling you, and it's all for their own power. That's why they're trying to take down the president. And believe me, the Republicans do it to the Democrats and vice versa. They do it just for their own power. So I'm in power, and you need me. They're trying to make us all minions. And those are the tenets of socialism, and we're slipping that way and we ain't buying it. So listen, thanks for calling. Thanks for your comments. But we like to just deal with the truth here on the program. And you are most kind to call, and we want to thank you very much. And Colonel Jack Jacobs, Corey Lewandowski, David Burke, Mike Gallagher, Mike Cutler, Roger Stone, and John Tobacco, thank you. Frank, thank you. Al, thank you. Make it a great day, because you deserve it.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.